What's up? You're listening to Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Chris.
And I'm David. Casually Lit is brought to you by us. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Download this and all our other shows at Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, and in the Google Play and Apple Store. You can find a list of all the beer we drink on every single show at clshow.us, where you can also drop us a line.
Or David, they can also leave us a voicemail at 682-220-9824. Once again, that's 682-220-9824.
That's right.
Welcome back. Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
What's up, world? Welcome to Casually Lit, episode number, what is it, Chris?
Eight.
Skating donates. Oh, God. So that's my rep, you know.
Is that like practicing. An organ donor joke?
Sort of. I'm still practicing, man, for my cypher that I'm going to do in a parking garage. Pretty excited.
Nice.
I'm going to have my crew behind me, which is, I guess, just y'all three.
Yeah.
You know, just going to stand back there while I... Oh, fuck you, yeah. I don't even know what I'm angry about right now.
So. Are we going to have the Godzilla soundtrack going in behind you?
Might as well. Might as well. No, because there's no music. It's a cipher. It's got to be like slam poetry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yep. That's stupid.
He's going to say words at different volumes.
And be angry.
Right.
I don't like you.
Lots of hand motion. Step back. Now I'm clapping.
See, he's got it. He's got it.
You can't hug your children with nuclear arms.
Oh, is this a
bumper stickers read aloud by Chris Webb?
That's what we should do. We'll just hold up bumper stickers. You read them, Chris.
Yes,
Chris can do the slam poetry. I'm good with that.
We are.
This is the best bad idea we have, sir, by far.
Is that Walter White?
Is that Walter White?
It is.
Yeah, I thought so. Look at that. Is that from Breaking Bad?
That is from Argo.
Argo, the show.
The movie.
Okay. The show is, I've watched one episode of that. I want to watch it, like, so every season's different. Like,
I think you're confusing Jason Argo with Fargo.
I am.
Fargo.
Thank you, Chris.
Right. It didn't even come out this year.
Chris saved my life, sort of.
It wasn't brains that got me here, I can assure you of that.
That's completely accurate. Completely accurate. But yeah, we got a huge show. We're going to talk about Texas State Fair. Talk about some Oreo beer. There's a bunch of shows, Fractured Butthole. It's not what you think it is. We're going to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming, Big Mouth, everybody, our little after-show activity that we pulled last week. Pumpkinator, Dick Beldings, David went on a little adventure this weekend.
Yeah.
Chris has stuff to tell us. He hadn't told us and doesn't know that I just called him out like that. But
oh, shit. Nice. Now you got to make something up.
And I'm better than you.
And that's it.
That's right. What an excellent way to start the show off. Yeah. Rody is officially on paper better than you and I, Jason.
Oh, that's right. I was going to leave that out because I'm jealous and angry and I kind of hate him.
No, so. You know, that's how you get serial killers. We need to get this out in the open and process our feelings. It's like, I'm jealous. How fucking dare you, man?
Let me pour your beer.
Certified.
From 4 feet away.
Rody randomly texted. We have a group text for the show, obviously, and also for me, David, and... And Rody without Chris because Chris don't give a shit about beer talk.
No, that's where we talk about Chris behind his back. Yeah. That's all we
that's
do.
That's what I thought.
Well, I was going to leave that out. But so Rody randomly sends us a thing about being a certified.
Jesus.
I hate saying the word. Cicerone. Sipping on some Cicerone. Anyways, which is a certified beers, everything like Salmonella. See, I'm so bad at these words.
Salmonella.
Salmonella. A certified wine salmonella. You know, put the salmonella in the...
You know I kill it.
Anyways, he randomly sent us you were asking about coming certified, so I went and I was like, oh, there's a practice test, and I took the practice test. And the next thing I know, Rody sends us a certificate, and he's certified. Yeah. He's a certified beer pourer, beer server.
Beer server.
Correct. Yeah, it's so weird.
So it doesn't even sound good. I found out the next level is much, much harder.
Yeah, they should have gave it some kind of a cool name, like, you know, some, I don't know, pour of crafts or something.
Libations expert.
Hey, libations expert.
Except for then you'd have to know about liquor.
Excavating taps expert.
Look at Rody correcting us now. Shit.
And wine.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Have you ever had a smooth whiskey? Just curious.
I have.
Was that one of your questions?
No, but what is a smooth whiskey? So they all burn like a motherfucker.
Well, a smooth whiskey, like anything aged for a really long time. Like I had a 12 or 14 year Wellers or something like that that had almost no burn at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not had anything like that then.
Yeah.
Because everything, everything I've ever been given, they're like, yeah, this is really smooth. And I'll drink it, not with water, not with ice, nothing. And I automatically start coughing.
I don't know how people.
The main thing that I did learn about whiskey, and I had a brief scotch phase, it's very brief, is you're not supposed to drink it. You literally just let it wet your lips.
Okay.
Get that, and then you do that several hundred times, and that's how you drink whiskey.
Interesting.
You don't just go, gulp, wow, that burns.
Yeah, you learn real quick not to do that.
Yeah.
That's called taking shots.
Did that with Everclear once. Never again.
Well, I already want to vomit now, just thinking about Everclear.
I'm going to vomit through the hole in my neck.
Yeah, I don't do any whiskeys or any of that stuff. I've burned myself out in my youth, and just the burn that goes down my throat, I'm like, oh, I know this, what happens after this. None of it is good.
None of it.
Can't find my clothes. I'm throwing up everywhere.
Texting exes.
Fought somebody. One of my best friends. Hey, what happened last night?
Tearing up someone's flower garden.
Yeah.
So we had Crystal on the episode before, and she's a certified beer server, so I thought I'd look into it and see what it took, and, you know, I took the practice test, it seemed like it was easy, and I took the test, and I was like, fuck, this is a lot harder, but you get two shots at it, so I was like, meh, fuck it, might as well, so I went through it, looked through the little syllabus real quick, looked over about an hour or so, and got an 87.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you were like Eminem, you'd know you only get one shot, not two.
Right. Well, I only needed one shot. So.
What if you had taken the second test and they gave you like a half certificate?
Oh, shit.
Or start cutting
corners off of it.
Or it's completely different answers.
Yeah. Oh, like, damn.
Holy crap. So it's like, it's 60 questions. They're all multiple choice. So even though my palate is terrible and I have a general knowledge of ABVs and styles, I was able to eliminate some choices and make informed decisions on guesses, and I was able to pass the test on the first try.
Beer server.
So then I talked to Rod Martin, who is a certified Cicerone, which is the next level up.
You guys will meet him soon.
And decided that I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon, because first off, you have to pay, I think it's almost $400.
Oh, shit.
And if you retake it, depending on which test you fail, you can. There's a written portion and a taste version.
And me and Rody were kind of, you know, bouncing off each other. It's like, what are you going to get for that? Like, I mean, maybe you apply at a bar, which none of us are going to do that unless it's a side gig. You apply at a bar and your app jumps to the top. It's like, oh, well, this guy's a certified. But
then you got to pay that person more,
like, you know,
theoretically.
Like a wine person, you get that, and you're pairing wines and foods, and you're pairing $100,000 bottle of wine. You know,
well,
you're making
money.
Well,
see, that's part of the test is pairing foods with beers,
mm-hmm.
which nobody does.
Right.
And it's kind of
that's where I'm going. It's like,
donuts.
It doesn't help you yet. Hopefully, in the future, it will help you. I mean, I'm sure it helps in some instances, but not very many.
So. I would guess cellarman jobs, like jobs at breweries, would want Cicerones on staff to be able to detect off flavor. That's a big part of the tasting thing, is they give you off flavors. Like, this is diacetyl, this is butterscotch, this is all these things that could go wrong.
This has been exposed to a lot of UV light.
Yes.
And I agree with that, but I don't think I've ever met one.
I
know maybe like Jamie at Community might be one. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Never met anyone that was like, oh, I'm certified.
We are technically still in a young market here. Yep. I'm sure there are a bunch out in California, because that's just the shit they do out there.
On this weekend, what'd you do this? Well, I got my certification.
California.
Here she comes, right back where. Yep, OC. Love the OC. Don't care. So, Rody's a certified beer pour.
Yep.
So, Nanana Boo Boo, I'm better than you are.
Give me 10 minutes. I was just like, man, I don't know if I can pay $60 to take this test, even though I really want to. And then I just sat down, like, yeah. Pout my lip out.
Like, it's cool to be able to say that, but like, I'm about to be self-employed, so I can't give myself a raise for being I'll give myself a one-time $60 raise.
Yeah, it's good. This is for the company. I'm gonna write this off. Write this off here. And while we're talking about being in self-business and profiting and money and business and beer pouring. I've decided that I'm kind of getting agitated with beer pricing when you go to get Pumpkinator and one place is $8.99.
Right.
And it's unlimited on the shelf. Ooh. And you go another place and they're like, we only have a few. It's $14.
Oh, shit.
I'm starting to get
annoyed. Black market.
Which reggae beer store do you go to?
Just practicing for later. Getting the vocal cords. You got to
put the bottle back on the shelf, man.
Getting warmed up, Brody. Getting warmed up. Best thing ever.
I'll be honest, like, I forgot what some of these buttons are.
Delete that. It's beautiful beer.
There Speaking of which, what are we drinking, either. Jason?
You tell me. You got the can Damn over it. There where I can't see it. It's against
Lou, the grain.
Lou. Whoa, on the back it says against Lou Brewery something.
What?
Don't dead open inside.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville,
there
Kentucky.
There we go.
So we're drinking a...
This is their Pile of Face... American IPA.
Pile of Face?
In the world where all the skulls are being used up, we are left with nothing but piles of face. But fear not, that's not where the story is truly told. Pile of Face is the institution of American IPA with all the character and drinkability you would expect as we celebrate American indulgence.
Ah, American indulgence. I would know nothing of this thing. That
Let's toast American indulgence.
Drink to that.
They have some crazy artwork, like almost like a gel. Was it gel? Chris on Adult Swim. What was the gel?
Oh, Super Gel.
Super Gel.
Yeah, Super Gel.
Similar to that, like some really creepy, acidy, trippy artwork.
I'm sure there's an actual name for that style or that entire genre, but I like to call that high school notebook doodle style. Like, that's the shit you write when instead you should be learning history.
But it's funny, they have this tattooed bearded guy, and he has a bunch of tattoos, but it also has written on there, tat, 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 and then right above his nipple it says tit.
Hey.
Tip for tat?
Yeah, that's just proper labeling. That's good habits.
We've had their brown note and their citrus down, so this falls in line with the other stuff that they've brewed that we've had, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's actually delicious.
If ever I am in Louisville, I will seek these people out. This is very, very good beer.
We could have like a casually, we need a casually lit rating system. I give it 3 lits.
Yeah, 3 lits.
We need some kind of silly ass rating system.
4 lumens.
3. There you go. Yeah, we could measure it in brightness. I like that. Or, you know, lighter flicks. Flick, flick. Flick. Oh, we got 3 flickers. We're going to go with 2 Zippos and a Bic. That's ridiculous.
I guess the Bic is the half?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not as good as a Zippo. Everybody knows that.
Well, no one's going to top that.
A Zippo, you can just pop it, drop it on the fire, and boom, explosion. But a Bic, you got to sit down there and... And then if it's upside down, it might not light. You got all kinds of problems.
That's true.
Flick your Bic.
But when it says Zippo, it will be done.
That's going to be a t-shirt.
Yeah, when it's a Zippo, it will be done. Chris, would you go ahead and trademark that for us, please, sir?
He's just on it already.
We're going to have a halo over the Zippo.
Oh, there we go. Ooh, I do have a logo design that I got to talk to David about. Better write that down for after show stuff.
Shazam. David approves of that.
Oh, there we go. But, yes, so we had a... I don't even know where we were. Anyways, yeah, Pumpkinator. It's bullshit that you go different places and it costs money. And it's something that I want to warn you consumers about. Be careful. Watch where you go. Look around. You can pay attention. Like Walmart has 6 packs of Deep Ellum IPA for $11, and you can go to your mom and pop store and usually get it for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dumb. And you just got to shop around. Be smart. You all know that, though.
Yeah, one of the funnest things about being a craft beer fan is finding your spots, finding the places that you frequent, talking to the people behind the counter, even if it's specs, talk to the specs guy, because it's pretty common practice for bottle shops and for liquor stores to have the good stuff behind the counter for people who ask questions. So it's good to develop those relationships, and even if it's a mom and pop, like, go learn who mom and pop are. And
hell yeah.
Every now and then, if you go out of state, bring them back a beer. Like, hey, I just want to share this with you. And then you get the good stuff. Everyone is a person in the beer industry.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, telling people, hey, I got this, I got that. That guy at Specs, he's like that. He always recognizes me now. Makes me uncomfortable, though. Comes walking out. He's like, hey, this is new. This is new. This is new. This is new. I was like, thanks. Where's the Pumpkinator at? And he's like, in the back.
You know why I'm here.
It's hidden. I'm like, I hate that, too. So, yeah, sometimes we got to ask. It annoys the shit out of me.
Don't you be so coy. You know why I'm here. So
it does, but you got to expect, like, the larger, you know, chain stores, stuff like that, they get thousands of people through their store every single day who don't know what they're looking at, who comes out, I want something hoppy, and then they leave a Shinerbock.
Yeah, and the IPA, that stuff's great.
We're talking about perceived bitterness, David.
Jesus Christ.
How much of that knowledge did you soak up from your syllabus over there?
Not much.
Perceived bitterness.
Perceived bitterness. Excellent.
That's when hit the nerd button on yourself, Rody.
Yeah. Nerd yourself.
How old was the IPA that we're perceiving the bitterness on? That's what I want to know first.
Yeah. No, but you're spot on. Like, the variability of pricing, especially on whale-type beers.
Yep, quote-unquote.
So they call whales, or white whales, the rare beers, like bourbon barrel-aged this and super sour barrel-aged that. Usually it's something that's aged or it's just a very limited run. Those are referred to as white whales because they're very rare, and once you get them, you know.
Everybody's your friend.
Exactly. So then that gives rise to something called beer hoarders or beer mules. Where someone will literally drive to California and get a case of Pliny the Elder and bring it back to Texas to sell each one of those at $50 a pop.
Yeah.
And up people will pay for it. Well, yes, up their butt. That's an important.
And it's really weird when they...
Surprise butt sex.
When they drive across the border, it's like, watch old bandit run. We're going to do what they get. It's weird. It always happens. And they got the truck in the General Lee. It's weird.
Yeah.
And they're just running Pliny the Elder across the state lines. I'm not sure what's going on there. Watch old bandit run.
Now they're gonna do what they said can't be done.
Smokey and the Bandit and Dukes of Hazzard are two totally different things, and I intertwine them because I want to make my own show.
Dukes of Bandit.
That's what I want. I want
Smokey and the Dukes.
I mean, Smokey and the Bandit should have the General Lee.
Smokey, the Bandit, and the Dukes.
Okay, and Burt Reynolds, wasn't he in Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes, he was.
That big old mustache. I love that guy. I think he's awesome.
Nice.
So, David.
Yes.
Friday night.
Friday night.
What did you do?
I had me an adventure with the missus. Lick my balls. Oh. That's what we did. No, I'm just kidding. No. This weekend was
so it was your birthday.
This weekend was a certain special lady's birthday, and so we decided to have us a little highfalutin, no-count, high-class, uptown, Fort Worth-style birthday celebration. And so we went to the Bird Cafe, downtown Fort Worth, just off Sundance Square, ate some very nice vegetable-type things, because we knew we'd be going to a jazz lounge later. The Jazz Lounge is Scat Jazz Lounge, if you guys have ever been there. It's actually really cool. It's between two buildings is the entrance, and it's a big neon sign that says Scat Jazz Lounge, and it's in the basement under a historic building. And you have to go in through the, you know, the secret entrance or the side entrance, so it's pretty legit.
Yes.
And then when you get down there, there are no beer signs on the walls. There's no neon. There's no drink Miller. It's a good time to drink a Bud. It's none of that crap. It's all high class. Rody keeps fucking sniffing his beer like he knows. And his pinky's up. Jesus.
He's being an asshole. While we're trying to talk about the Scat Jazz Lounge.
Right. Well, the folks that are watching the video will get that.
Yeah.
But if you're just listening to the podcast, I'm having to narrate. Anyway, back to my story. We were in a jazz lounge, and then I had a good time. No, it was one of Amanda's friends. Amanda actually holds a degree from a local university in trumpet performance, a master's degree in trumpet performance, and she played with this gentleman in the jazz band. They toured Germany for a while, so kind of a big deal. Chris Milo Band was playing with Ashlyn Parker. He is actually an Emmy Award-winning trumpet jazz soloist. From New Orleans. New Orleans is how you say that when you're not drinking.
New Orleans.
And, no, it was amazing. It was a really, really good time. The The jazz was fantastic. And they had martinis.
No beer in there, right?
They did have beer. They actually did have beer. But I was like, you know what? I'm dressed up. I'm wearing long sleeves. I almost wore a tie. That's me almost wearing a tie. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to try this so-called dirty martini people have been talking about. There's gin in that.
Yes. Dry.
And apparently there are good gins and bad gins. I found the good gin. I actually enjoyed my drinks. I also had a glass of scotch.
My generation. No, yeah. Martinis aren't bad. They're salty.
I never had one before, and apparently the dirty is olives and olive juice. And I like that better because we ordered one dry martini and then we ordered a dirty martini to see what the difference was and would be. I prefer dirty martinis.
Dirty martinis are so awesome.
They're awesome. And we also asked for just a glass full of olives. So in addition to the two olives, the olive juice, we also had each had four extra olives each. It was very good. I like olives.
I'm with you, especially black olives. But they're tasteless. But I like them. Green olives are good, too. They're right out of the jar. Just fork, eat them.
Yep. Gross.
Well, you don't like anything, though.
Olives are gross.
Then chug the juice.
They taste like fermented asshole.
Can I ask when you tried fermented asshole?
Yeah. The other day.
Which brewery was that from?
It's full circle back to beer. Fermented Redacted. Assholes. Write that beer name down. Fermented asshole.
Wouldn't that be the Green Zebra?
That just smells like fermented asshole.
Oh, wasn't necessarily fermented asshole. Or was it?
Yeesh. Now, we had a good time. We took some really cool pictures. It's always cool. Sundance Square has the fountains and the big awnings and everything. And took some cool photos and videos. Played with Prisma while we were waiting for the jazz to start.
Prisma? Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite little
camera app.
Not to, you know, buzzword them, but it's a little app that lets you turn pictures into paintings, like you have any kind of artistic skill. It's a good way to fake it.
Prisma, check better be in the mail. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Prisma, give me shit.
Better pay us for that advertising.
Give
that
me
David
all
does
the
do.
Wall art for New Main Brewing Company.
For free. Faux free. And so while David was doing that Friday night, I was sitting at home watching TV. We went on a date. We went to the rock place up here and had some pizza. And
oh, nice.
Yep. Did it big time. That's a lot better than it was the first time we went. But
yeah, I heard they weren't making their own beer.
Nope, no. It was gone, completely gone.
Instead,
they give you, I don't like places that give you big drafts on craft beer either. It drives me crazy. Like, here's a 24-ounce Deep LMIP. I was like, here's a DUI. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and take care of that.
Thank you for the DUI. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, thanks for my $2,000 beer.
Yeah. That too. It's like $12. What the fuck is wrong with you people? As I said, I'll never forgive Hooters for the... I was like, oh, they got Blood and Honey. That's obviously going to come not that big. She's like, large or small? I was like, large. It's like...
Pitcher.
What the fuck? It was that big ass 40-ounce mug they have there.
Oh, shit.
I was like...
I forgot what it's called, but they gave you that much?
Yeah, I just stared at her, and I was like, holy shit. And then this was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was with my friend Blake. Drank it all, came back here. Good night.
Like, lady, I got to go back to work.
So Blake was just staring at me, and I was asleep. And it was the day of the NBA All-Star Game, too. I don't remember how long ago it was, but we were watching the NBA All-Star Game, and the next thing I know, Caitlin wakes me up, and she's like, Blake left. I was like, well, I had the giant 9% 50-ounce beer at Hooters. Because, yeah, Blood and Honey is nothing to gawk or nothing to laugh at with the ABV there.
It's got alcohol in it.
Yeah. But I don't like places that do that, and they do their 22-ounce Deep Ellum IPA for $9.
Frosted glass, of course.
No.
No?
Not this one. Hooters was super frozen.
Yeah.
It wasn't frosted. It was like frozen.
That right,
ice.
That right there is another gimmick. That's how they upsell beer.
How about
this
a
is pro tip here.
How about an independent brewer?
Yeah?
What are we drinking right now, Jason?
Independent brewer. I don't think. Is Martin House independent brewers?
Yes.
What are they independent of?
They're AB InBev.
Correct.
Is this another one of your vocabulary words?
No, they have stickers.
Is Rody teaching a class on beer serving tonight?
He's just going to keep doing that. Green like a
He's got the money, though.
I didn't even... That was Jason that said that.
All right, so we're drinking Martin House's Saturday IPA on a Wednesday, which is already blasphemy. So we fucked that up.
Can I have spaghetti Wednesdays on a Tuesday?
The can is freaking amazing. Their artwork can stuff is on point. I love it.
It's beautiful beer.
Agreed.
I like it. It burns a little bit. It's a little alcohol forward, or is that the malt?
It kind of has a little hint of Perez in it.
Trying to tell the difference between a malt burn and an alcohol burn can be weird sometimes. But it's very, like, I get that fiery. It's like, oh, high burn.
There's a little bit of an edge to it. I wonder if that's the hops, though. I wonder if that's probably a little bit more.
So the hops.
I wouldn't say dank, but just a little bit more aggressive.
Hops can do that as well?
Yes.
Okay. I always thought it was either alcohol or malt.
And I did just see, Jason. I did just see 8% on the can. So yes. This is also no slouch.
No.
This is Friday IPA.
This is the double.
No, this is Saturday.
Yeah, not Friday.
We've gone past Friday.
We drink it on a Wednesday. Saturday on a Wednesday. I mean, we are having technically you don't work tomorrow, so this is good for you.
That's right.
Next will be the good not IPA, because when you drink it, you're going to sleep.
You can get this bad boy anywhere in Texas, and I'm not sure what. I think Martin House has crossed in a little bit into Oklahoma or Arkansas, I think. Maybe not. Don't care.
We'll have to. Probably.
Maybe one day we'll have Martin House Brewer on here to tell us. I don't know.
Maybe, that'd be nice.
Maybe not. Dick. Hmm.
Someone whose name rhymes with Schmation Schmeres.
Maybe we'll never drink your beer again. Or maybe Rhodey didn't buy all Cool Keg had.
I was supposed to go to the Brewers Guild meeting for October last night, where I routinely see Senor Perez.
Yeah.
But I did not.
Where was it at?
It was at Texas Ale Project, which I wanted to go. They have a really nice facility. It's freaking amazing. But last time we went, like, oh my God. It's just so far away to drive, and we've been really stepping up a lot of stuff for our planning, so couldn't make it last night.
The face, Rhodey. The moment you forget that we're now on camera.
Correct.
You can no longer silently mock things that you don't like. So when a listener calls in, I'm like, fuck this guy. It's on camera. Yeah, we have listener phone calls that you guys have never heard.
Yeah. Speaking of.
State Fair. Texas is a huge ordeal everywhere. I didn't know how big it was. So they have a map this year where you can take a red dot and you put it where you're from. It's a huge-ass U.S.
That's pretty cool.
Map. And there were dots everywhere. I mean, most of them were in Dallas-Fort Worth, but there were dots everywhere. A lot from Seattle.
They had like three different maps. So they had the U.S. map, they had a world map, and then on the other side they had like a whole Texas map.
Yeah. Nice.
And you would just take a little red dot, put where you're from, and there were a crap ton of dots all over the place. And then people were talking about how they fly in just for the fair.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
The Texas State Fair is a spectacle. Like, it's bigger than any other fair in the nation.
And while we're talking about spectacles, let's talk about the biggest spectacle ever. Oreo shit beer.
Oh, yes.
This was the worst thing that I've ever put in my mouth.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
Thanks, left hand.
It was horrible.
Oh no, it was left hand.
I don't know if it was their idea because
was it the milk stout with Oreos in it?
Here we go. Let's start at the beginning.
Break it down now.
Paper cup, what was it like, 20 ounce? Yeah, 20 ounce paper cup.
God damn,
they stick it in the Oreo cream to put a nice cream rim around this paper cup.
Super sweet.
The rim doesn't really stick to it, it's a paper cup. This isn't a glass. So it doesn't stick. It's kind of dripping all off. Then they take that Oreo cream that's all the way around it and stick it in Oreo crumbles. So you got this crumbly, sticky thing, and it's falling off of it, kind of dripping. And then they go to pour the beer, and you're like, sweet, it's going to – oh, it's a nitro. Cool. Comes out of there like a slushy. It is frozen. It's a slushy.
Oh,
and they fills it all the way up. And then they put
so you get that nice separation of water and alcohol. Yeah. So
that's what you're looking for in a beer.
So it's stupendous. And then terrible.
And then you're like, okay, that's gonna be. And then they stick a straw in it, and you're like, oh. And then they hand it to you, and you go, okay. And then you sip it, and Rhodey's right, you get a mouthful of alcohol, and then cold ice. There was no taste. Like it was. Oh, it was horrible.
What's really bad is like because the whole point of having a rim is to enhance the flavor.
Yeah.
But when you have something that's so fucking sweet that makes the beer so fucking bitter, it is a terrible idea.
There are literally too many things wrong with that beverage offering to list. Like, Don't serve it that cold. Don't let it separate. What the fuck are you doing putting cream on a rim? You are serving a slush. I just can't.
It was a gimmick. Yeah, it was spectacle. It was a whole fucking huge spectacle.
I guess that's okay. So that's the thing of the fair, is to do something like that. That's definitely not what you want craft beer being represented as.
It was really sad because, you know, you saw Oreo stout, and I was just thinking it was a stout with Oreo and cream in the
terminator. I think I've actually seen someone actually make an Oreo stout before, like, an Oreo beer that was
gonna be good.
Yeah, it was somewhat decent. Like, you got, it was Oreo and it was chocolate stout. It was fine. That is a mistake in a glass.
Oh, it was terrible. And then both of us, for whatever dumb reason, decided to both buy one.
Yeah, I got mine first. I got mine first, and then I drank it, and then
it was
Jason
late.
Had bought his right as I was. Just,
no, don't do it. $10 too. $10.
$10.
Yep.
Oh wait, $10 or 10 tickets?
It was 20 tickets or 50-cent tickets.
Good God.
$10.
And if you wanted the frozen beer head, you could add to it, which neither one of us did. It was another $2.
Frozen beer head.
I'm not even sure what that meant or what that was. It's probably why I didn't get it. But
shiny butthole. Am I saying that right?
That might have been what it was.
Jesus.
But on the other side of that, I got to go to Fletcher's and get my vegetarian corn dog, which makes me the happiest person on planet.
Nice.
Earth.
See, the line has always been too long whenever I want to go get a Fletcher's corn dog. I still, to this day, have not had a Fletcher's corn dog.
Find the right line.
There. Yeah.
They got like four or five different
David,
spots.
Ooh. You got to roll with us to the fair. I know everywhere.
Damn.
I let us right to it. We went through the line in 10 seconds. Got our veggies. He got
You're
his corn dog.
Me.
You get the jalapeno cheddar. You get whatever you want. I love that. I don't know why. It was so funny this weekend on my flashback on my Facebook. It was like all state fair. State fair, state fair, state fair. I was like, I've gone to this thing like 9 years in a row.
Nice.
Just have a blast there. Deep fried Pop-Tart, deep fried Reese's.
I had deep fried beer one time.
It was terrible.
It was probably just as bad as the Oreo beer.
It's like eating a second degree burn in your mouth.
Yep. Yes, mm-hmm. With the aftertaste of you woke up drunk beer.
Yeah,
yes.
They took the ravioli and filled it with beer and then deep fried it.
Yep.
It was terrible. So gross. Mm-hmm. And you bit it and it squirted in your mouth and it was hot and it was like...
Yeah.
Everyone that was in line behind us, I told them, do not get this.
Don't do it.
Do you want my other two?
Use my coupes somewhere else.
You guys remember that because it's going to be on Who Said That.
We did have a decent beer.
What was that? Fair.
The Strawberry Wit.
From Legal Draft.
From Legal Draft.
Oh, shit, really?
When that lady I ordered it from was like, can I get the Strawberry Wit? She goes, you can have the Strawberry Wheat beer. And I was like, it's a wit.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Excuse me, miss. It's the Strawberry Wit.
It's like I learned that from a beer server friend right here. His name's Rody.
He's certified. What are you?
That means it's Belgian.
But no, yeah, Legal Draft. Toast to you, buddies. Good job.
It seems like you're trying to serve alcohol.
I'm not sure if they made it just for the state fair or what, but it was really good. And now I know why the people at Division on Thursday were telling, or Friday, or Saturday, were like, that beer's so good. I wish I could get it to go. I was like, And I was like, fucking bitches. And then and then I tried it, and I was like, oh, God damn it. Yeah, it was pretty funny. When we were at Division, we met these people from not America. And this dude was
from not America.
This dude was talking about how much he fucking hated Texas because you can't buy beer at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
He just went down all the TABC rules.
I was about to say, this gentleman and I are about to have fisticuffs.
It was so funny, though. He's like, you can't even buy beer past 10 o'clock. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. He's like, I can't even take this beer to go. Where I'm from, you can do whatever you want to. I was like, yeah, welcome to...
Fair point.
Welcome to TABC, buddy.
Yep.
He's like, who's TABC? I was like, oh, this is fun.
So sit down in that chair right now. Let me tell you what's gone.
It was pretty fun. So I got to talk to him for a little while. But yeah, also at the State Fair, we had the Sopapilla? Cheesecake. Sopapilla cheesecake.
Sopapilla.
It was a cheesecake cooked in this sopapilla shell. Pretty damn good.
That does sound amazing.
Then, of course, I had a Pedicolo's Velvet Hammer. Love you guys. Yep. Always out there for you. Love paying $9 for 12-ounce beer.
Yep. I ordered a Dankosaurus. I didn't know what it was. Yeah,
that was
I pointed out the
funny.
Can. They were like, oh, we're out of that. So it's like, dadgum.
And he was like, huh?
Huh? A what?
Did this guy almost curse at me?
We're out of that. That can right there, that the green one. And then he just turned around to a different guy. I was like, hey, yeah, yum? Yeah, yum? I was like, what are you saying? I did not say yay yum.
Yeah, this guy's trying to speak craft beer at me.
And this was right after they had a guy carding you to get in the door, and he like swiped your license. Not just carding you, you know, swipe your license. So we go in there, and then the guy like rudely, he's not being very nice, and he looks up at Kayla and Lisa. He's like, are y'all 21? Like, serious as a heart attack. I was like, it's like, we just got license swiped. They just swiped our license. We're 21, bro. Oh, God.
I forget that there's a strip on the back of the license. What is the freaking purpose of that?
To check if it's legal.
That dude's, that's it?
Psh, psh, I don't know. It's dumb.
It monitors every time you get alcohol.
Oh.
Dumb. Dumb. Yeah. Oh, that would suck. Yeah, we're being stalked by our licenses. Every time you walk in a building, it just scans that magnetic strip.
Oof.
Here's what Jason's been up to today.
Talk about Blade Runner, man.
Oh. Caitlin and I also went to the Art Fest. There was an art festival, which they have those everywhere, so everybody can relate. Art festivals are fun for 2 minutes. Then by the third booth, when things are like way overpriced. No offense to people. I'm glad you work hard and you want to do your thing. But like, I'll see cool art that I want to buy, and it's like $190.
What was that one we went to in downtown Fort Worth? Yeah.
I'm like, Fort Worth Main Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how can you decide if you spend 4 hours painting something that it's worth $250?
Yeah, it's tricky, man.
I'm like, this hurts my stomach. I was like, I actually want this thing you made of Spider-Man. He's like, $75. And I was like, I'm going to go home and print one on the internet that looks similar to this. It's like, I'm sorry. It's like, damn, man, because there was something cool I was going to get roadie, and I was looking at wooden tap handles, but everything was stupid expensive.
That's the thing. Like, it's with artists like that, like, a lot of them went to art school, they trained, they've been doing this for a really long time, they've done the starving artist thing. That's why they set their value, because like, what they do means something to them. At those art festivals, it's on you to talk to the artist and see if they connect with you, and if you're like, okay, I get what you're doing, I get, you know,
haggle,
get behind. Well,
I thought that's where you were
at
going.
At that point, it's not even about like, you know, arguing a price. Like, if you find an artist that you really like that makes things that you really understand and appreciate, there's a pretty good chance that you will become a patron. You know, something's like, all right, well, I really like this collection you've got. Hey, my wife has a birthday coming up. Why don't you make this, this, and that? And they'll take something called commissions.
Yeah.
And they do custom artwork.
Oh, okay. We're getting a little closer to probably my price range.
Yeah. You can get some stuff that's like, all right, well, I can make a smaller version of what you see here, customized to you for this price. Boom. Art. Do it.
Now, I mean, I'm not talking down to him. I was just like, holy Jesus Christ. I guess I don't think I'll ever be able to afford fine art in my home. It's like, whoa, Walmart has a painting that looks nothing like this for $35. Hobby Lobby, they got a lot of shit.
I printed out my digital camera pictures of my kids having a good time at the mud hole on a canvas. It ain't framed or nothing, but it's in the dining room, and Darla loves it. David approves of that. Correct. He's the only one who does.
Anyways, good time at the art festival. Then I went over to Cool Keg, which is a local bar in Arlington, which all you guys have your local bars, and drank more than I should. And Zach called me out because on the board it said Neapolitan Dynamite. And just seeing the name, I was like, oh, that's neat. Fucking Napoleon Dynamite. And I was like, hey, Zach, give me that Napoleon Dynamite. And he's like, you mean Neapolitan? Like, God damn it. Everybody's like calling me out all the time lately.
No, give me what I want.
Give me what I said.
But then it got really funny because somebody had obviously been really dumb, and Zach had a hard time dealing with him because when I walked up, I'd ordered an IPA and a stout, and he was like, now, Jason, this is before we even talked. He goes, this is the IPA. This is the stout. And I was like, I'm not sure where we're going with this. And I was like, you're correct, Zach. That is the IPA, and that is the stout. Thank you. And just walked off. I was like, what? I don't know where that came from. But I was like, it's like one was super black, the other one's super light. But I did watch some guy walk up there and order an amber, and I think it was Legal Drafts. No. It was someone else's amber and legal blonde.
Okay.
And literally asked Zach, he goes, which one's which? I was like, oh, poor guy. Poor guy. But there was a lot of people from the art show coming into Cool Keg.
And that just means my job is not done yet, and I'm thankful for that.
It also means that Zach also, he's just like us. He thinks over poor people's heads. It's like, hi, you're too dumb for me to serve you. Get out.
Oh, shit.
It's like,
Maybe we need to do a show over at Cool Keg.
Yeah, oh yeah, that'd be fun.
We need to do something there.
That'd be fun. Get Zach on.
That'd be awesome.
Zach and Ryan. Woo. Welcome to the ZR Hour. Boom. I'd love to sit down and pick both of their brains.
That would definitely be an interesting show.
Be a blast.
What are we drinking now?
Now we're done.
Are we? Because I think we got this show's Stone over. IPA that Ryan would love.
He does. Is that what I was drinking?
That's what we just poured.
This is their new IPA they just brought down to Texas. It's Vengeful Spirit IPA. It's their unfiltered IPA with pineapple and mandarin orange.
Holy shit, really?
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's really good. Ryan, the guy we're going to have on the show, Cicerone. Sorry. Hate words.
He likes his scissor.
He does not like Stone. No, Stone just makes a lot of IPAs. A shit ton.
Yep.
Every day, it's like a new Stone IPA. Go in the thing. Stone IPA. Enjoy by. And they all have different hops and everything. Enjoy by is similar to Sellerman's, I've decided.
That's true.
They just make whatever they want and then say, enjoy it 2 months or it's bad.
Mm-hmm. They just came out with a label approval for Enjoy by Christmas.
I had the Halloween one and it was delicious.
Nice. I got to get me some of that. They also have an Enjoy After series that's Brett aged beers that benefit from some time in the bottle.
Delicious.
Very good. But yes, their big thing is hops. Hops, hops, hops. Hoppy hop, hops.
Which I happen to love.
Yes. So, Vengeful Spirit, just looking at the back of this can, brace yourselves for the next several minutes of me talking. Stone, Vengeful Spirit IPA, a tropically inspired IPA. I see Brody's finger hovering above a button.
No, that's his. He's computing in his little drinking certified brain. He's about to correct you.
Yeah, I know.
Look, yep, there it is, the corrected look.
We've often been inspired to brew beers on a theme. In 2007, it was black IPAs. 2008 saw Belgian-influenced IPAs. And more than once, it's been triple IPAs.
Triple.
It's been fun to dive deep, and you've ridden those waves right along with us. But like you, we also crave new breaks to surf. Right now, it's tropically inspired IPAs, as represented both by this flavored ale, Stone Tangerine Express IPA, and others we've got waiting in the wings. So they're literally advertising other Stone beers on their beer.
Good idea.
Not even halfway done yet. With Stone Vengeful Spirit IPA, we employ a bit of tropical mythology to pay homage to our ever-present Gargoyle. Since 1996, he's had our backs and yours by representing an aggressive intolerance for commoditized beer. He constantly inspires us to forge ahead with resolve even with the omnipotent forces of forceful evil. There's too much use of the word force in that sentence. Vengeful spirits can be awesome when they're on your side. So I guess this beer is their tropical fuck you to big beer.
Fuck you. I've been driving round town with a beer you know, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yes.
If the conversation fits, whatever. Yep. If it fits, you must acquit.
Catchphrase.
So all in all, this is a really good Stone beer. Sorry. Love it. Don't care. Like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
You guys want me to tell you about maybe my favorite basketball player ever today?
What?
I want to talk about my favorite basketball player.
Do it hard.
All right. Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic.
Definitely the second one's your favorite, right?
Mirotic.
Since you know his name.
Mirotic. Nikola Mirotic.
I don't think Mironic is his name.
It's Mirotse. Have at it. Have your own at it.
Mirotic.
See,
I graduated from Mirotic.
Does he live in Silicon Valley? Does he own a app or two?
No, I think he's an ancient Aztec god.
No, oh, okay.
God.
Mirotic. Yeah, hey guys, I just got a job. I'm going to start working at Mirotic next week.
I had no thought on the margarita.
Anyways, they were involved in a serious altercation at practice on Tuesday that sent Mirotic to the hospital. So Mirotic recently returned to the Bulls on a 2-year, $27 million contract.
Oh, smart.
Shit.
Was punched by a guy that makes the bare minimum in the NBA.
Right. That was fighting for the starting spot. Now he has it because he punched the guy out. Broke his jaw.
Oh, and that guy is out for like a couple months.
At least.
A month, yeah.
Indefinitely. So yeah. Probably 6 weeks.
And that's the way the news goes.
So he gets punched in the so that dude's like not a star or anything. This other dude signed a $27 million contract. He's like, fuck you, and punches him in the face. And the team suspended him for 9 games, which is kind of a lot in basketball.
It is, but how much you want to bet Mirotic paid that guy to punch him in the fucking jaw?
Right, let me look this up, because I don't think that's how you pronounce it at all.
Well, you wouldn't that's let me pronounce like it my way.
Czechoslovakian thing, like it's Mirotic or something like that. I don't know.
Nikola. Well, Nikola is definitely a Russian name.
Kind of sounds like Mirotic.
Nikola.
Mirotic?
Mirotic.
Yeah.
Nikola, moronic, was punched by his friend, Bobby Portis.
Yeah, see, it's Nicolette Glassjaw Mirotic. Yeah.
The boxing fight. Oh, I wish that was a video. We could, like, commentate it. Anyways, that's my favorite basketball player. I like people that punch their teammates in practice and get them out of the...
Mirotic.
Mirotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
How did I pronounce it? Mirotic?
Yeah.
I like Mirotic.
That sounds like a band.
And Mirotic sounds like a damn Fortune 500 company.
You're welcome.
Pied Piper, Mirotic.
Buy 20 shares of Mirotic.
Mirotic.
Oh, hey, the ch was right.
Fuck you, Russia.
Yeah, everybody, let's say fuck you, Russia on three. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you, Russia. Please don't bomb us.
That's all it takes to get us to bond.
RC sounds like a CH.
Your stupid European plugs and your AC/DC currents.
What the fuck?
Just making shit
your
up.
Weird fucking outlets.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And your vodka.
Driving on the wrong side of the road. Your toilets don't really flush backwards, but people think they do. Australia. That's still a funny
Simpsons.
Thing. A funny myth, yeah. That it doesn't really do that, and everybody thinks that it does.
Well, there go my holiday plans.
The Borealis effect, man. It's real.
It's real. Dollar signs.
It's Coriolis.
No, but it's the bowl, so it's the Borealis.
Oh, okay. No, that's science.
David always has fun being up here and watching us crumble. I am above you guys.
I am definitely below you in sobriety.
And beer server level.
Fucking hell. How many times are you going to bring that up? God, it's like a fucking family reunion.
I mean, that's completely accurate. He is more certified than you are.
Yeah, not for long. I'm going to take a drunk just to prove a point.
Yeah, you'll have to beat his 87.
Tonight on Casually Lit.
Can we do that? Can
David
we
takes a
that?
Test out of spite.
He's going to take that test, and I'm just going to harass him the entire time.
Only if I can play like 80s pumped up music in the back, you know? Like where he's like sweating while he's taking the test.
Oh, get him a sweatband?
No, I want to sing. I'm going to be like, David's taking the test. He's going to pass it. He's going to get a good grade. He's going to beat Rhodey.
Oh, no. I think he missed that one.
Dave.
He goes back and he changes his answer. High five. David's the man.
Esters.
Oh, no. Chris ain't laughing. This is a fail.
Yep, that was a bit that has...
Do they mean for them to
take
be
it out?
Take
we
it
don't
out.
Know.
I apologize Esters. To both of everyone's ears for that.
Oh, God. Anyways.
So what do you think of this beer? I'm curious.
This is interesting.
Now
it's different.
It's definitely different from what we've been drinking tonight.
Now, to go along with my pronunciation today, we're drinking Hop Zeit. We're drinking Hop Zeit. It's an autumn IPA made with fresh fallen leaves.
Ooh, what?
Not really. I'm just going with the theme. It says autumn IPA.
Do it.
Traditional Marzen beer inspired Indian pale ale.
There you go. So I said it tasted like an IPA Marzen mix, and there you go.
Okay.
Is that before or after you read the label?
That was actually before, believe it or not.
You're starting to figure out what Marzen tastes like?
It tastes like sugar.
Pretty happy for you. I mean that in full genuinity. Genuinely. I'm proud of you.
I typically
I may frame
favor Deschutes.
I may frame your...
It's not what I was expecting. I also didn't read the label.
Okay.
I was like, oh, a new Deschutes IPA. Done.
Right.
And then I drank it. I was like, that's not what I was wanting or expecting. It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's a malty IPA, yep. But it still has...
some hop character.
It definitely does.
Super bitter.
I don't know that it's playing well.
It's not
well.
Super bitter. Sorry. Not super bitter.
I know, but like the hops are there in a malty beer. So I honestly, I don't know what to think about this thing yet.
Next, I don't get much of the hops. German hops add herbals, fruit, and spice notes to balance the smooth and elegant malt character.
I get a little pear at the end.
Pear what?
Testicles.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
Must have been on the same page as you there. Yesterday,
a little apply, yeah.
I picked up the Fractured Butthole. For those of you who don't know, it's a South Park game. Can't really get into this too much because we're going to release some information about that.
Correct.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about this at the end of the show. We're going to talk about what's happening at the end of the show.
But jeez, Jason.
It's a really fun game. You should play it. It makes you do things. It's like a long-ass movie. It's basically a South Park movie. That's what the other one was, too. I enjoyed it.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I, not being of the gamer persuasion, thought it was really cool to see you playing a South Park episode.
Yeah, that's what Lisa had said. It looks like the cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I'm controlling what happens here. Oh, no, I'm not funny.
Yes. You're the new kid.
Right.
And you're... No, not you personally.
No, I mean, it's fine. Call it like you see it. Shit. We've all been drinking. Let's get this out on the table.
We've been friends for 3 years. You're still a new kid.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault!
You're the new kid in South Park, and instead of... You start off with a stick of truth let off. You're like the king, and then it switches to they're going to play superheroes. Cartman's like,
I'm not playing that anymore.
Now I'm playing... Now it's time to play superheroes, and you switch to superheroes, and it goes into a whole new story. But it's fun.
I love it.
And I want everybody to know that we got it and we're playing it. And woo! We're going to talk about it at the end. I should have put this right here, but I'm cool with that. Also, yesterday, funny story. Woke up this morning, was talking to Caitlin. I got on Facebook and it was like Kevin Madison, the guy from Evans Blue. Me and him are friends.
Oh, really?
Also, he added me. I didn't add him, swear to God.
Oh, shit. I won an Evans Blue CD off the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I did.
Kevin, the original Evans Blue singer. News at 9.
Jason's friends with Evans Blue singer.
Anyways, he posted, finally going to check this out, and it was Spider-Man Homecoming. And and I looked over at Caitlin like real sad, and I was like, that's the first Marvel movie I didn't buy the day it came out.
Damn.
It hurt my soul pretty bad. I'm tearing up right now. So I didn't get Spider-Man Homecoming, but it's out. Did anybody else buy it? Did you buy it, Rhodey? You going to buy it?
Wait, what's Spider-Man?
The fuck out of here.
Is this dude, he climbs on buildings, shoots goo all over people?
It's pretty gross.
That sounds like Ron Jeremy.
That's essentially the same person. It's like a shot-for-shot remake of all Ron Jeremy films.
Disgusting. Did you guys see that Black Panther trailer? Jesus Christ.
It looks like it's going to be awesome.
I am very excited about that.
Holy crap. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow. Black Panther's a boring character, but this looks awesome. I want to watch it twice. I watched the trailer a couple times.
No, check that. 3 times.
Once, twice, 3 times a Black Panther.
Once, 3 times. What movie is that?
Forrest Gump.
No, it's that dumb movie with Chris Evans when he's writing that song.
Another teen movie.
What's Your Number with Anna Faris?
21.
He keeps playing. He's like, you're once, twice, 3 times.
Oh my
lady.
God, I completely forgot about that movie. It's about how many people you've been with.
Yeah. If you sleep with a certain amount of your 20th person's like the one you're gonna marry or something stupid.
Jesus Christ.
I don't remember.
There are some whores out there.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought that was 40 days and 40 nights.
That's also no. That's no sex for 40 days and 40
nights. That's 40 gays and 40 buys.
Or masturbation. That's Josh Harnett acting like a weirdo because he hasn't masturbated in 40 days.
Yes.
Like, And the lady dry humps him, and he's like, blah.
Nah, I got the finger waggle coming. No.
He handcuffed himself to the bed, and then his girlfriend comes in and rapes him, or not rape, but it's okay because
it was sexual assault.
Broke his vow, yeah.
It's the 90s. It was in fashion.
But she got paid.
Because, that is true. There was a lot of things you could have hashtagged me too in the 90s in movies.
Thank God for no hashtags in the 90s, let's say.
You go post. You know how people are doing that on Facebook comments now? Never forget that Al Bundy. You should put never forget that Josh Arnett was raped in 40 days and 40 nights on his bed, handcuffed when he was trying to take a vow to God. Poor man. poor man.
For a 90s tabloid. Ah, what a lawless wasteland the 90s were.
We just literally went from a Black Panther trailer to
some masturbation.
You're welcome.
The New Mutants trailer, did anybody but me watch that?
I did not see that.
Is that
the like New Mutants trailer?
Is it better or worse than Inhumans?
It's an actual movie, so it's already better, but yeah, it's way better. So
X-Men 17?
Is that the one where Magneto's the bad guy?
No, that's the one where Magneto's a wizard, and there's all these short people going around trying to destroy jewelry and mountains.
I can just end on that right there, be done with the night. Is that the one where Magneto's the bad guy? Done. That's every episode of the podcast from now on. I love X-Men movies. Magneto's not going to be in this. The bad guy's Apocalypse. One third of the movie. Magneto's family's killed. He's a bad guy again. I worked so hard, Charles, to be a good guy, but I'm mad and bad again.
He took my family.
It's another...
For the third time.
It's another dip and dive in the long roller coaster history of Magneto.
Poor ass Magneto.
I'm not good at protecting my family.
I killed a man with a coin.
And now I sound like Batman.
I have powers to control metal, but I can't save my family.
Right. But I can't control my heart.
Oh no, their bullets aren't made of lead. Shit.
Ooh, tonight on Plot Hole Podcast.
Oh, it's so fucking terrible. They're all so terrible. You're so pissed off. X-Men have 900 villains. What should we do this next movie about? You know, every meeting of it, Fox starts with Magneto.
Yes. So how
it's
do
like,
we...
no, no. What X-Men do we want? Magneto.
Yeah, Fassbender has a clause. We got to get him into this movie.
So him and Charles are going to be friends. But then Apocalypse kills his family and he's evil as shit again.
So we open on them playing chess. And then Charles goes, no, fuck you. I want to play checkers now.
And Magneto is evil again.
Yeah. And it was literally just the change of the game that changed the game.
Oh my God, it's so terrible. Magneto almost killed the president, didn't go to jail. And
racist.
And then Apocalypse kills his family, and he gets mad and goes bad again. And he says, Charles, you should have to do a game, watch all three of the original X-Men with Fassbender, and you have to take...
You said Fassbender?
Oh,
that's
Jesus
a totally different movie series.
No, it's not.
That's the XXX-Men.
Michael
Shiny
Fassbender.
Am I saying that right?
Fassbender. Finger banger.
Finger blaster, I think is how you say it. It's the correct German.
Take a shot every time he says Charles. Watch what happens to you.
Martha.
Well, it ain't quite that bad, but it's pretty close.
All right.
But the New Mutants trailer is a Marvel movie about mutants, but it's a horror movie. They're in an asylum. Yeah, watch the trailer. It's weird. It looks like a horror movie. I'm
it
not
could
sure.
Work?
I'm not sure. It's weird. Oh, it's like, oh, I'm so scared. Oh, wait, I forgot I have powers. I can fucking burn you. Not so scared anymore.
I can literally walk through these walls.
Yeah, I can leave at any time. It looks like somebody's mind fucking them. Like, so. Yeah.
Rape.
There needs to be a law about mind fucking people. Chris Angel should not be allowed to do the stuff that he does.
Assaulting poor people on the street.
Assaulting people's minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
that. You remember
that
one time in third grade when you wet your pants in front of everyone? I do.
Oh, shit. How does he know that?
Actually, my name back then was Davy Jones. I was in the back of the class, and I saw you wet your pants. Now I'm Chris Angel.
Mind freak.
There's a... Yeah, it's mind freak when it's PG, but it's mind fuck when it's R, rated R. Rated R street magic.
Rated R for retarded.
I'm pretty sure that was a scene off of Big Mouth.
And that's Chris Webb at casuallylit.com.
Rody Swift segue. We last
from Fast Banger to Big Mouth. Here we go.
Fassbinger? Michael Fassbinger?
Michael. Yeah, he watches a lot of Netflix.
Michael Fast Runner?
Sanic.
Michael Fast Goer? What's his name? Fassbinger?
Fassbaldy. Yeah, he was the Fassbinger. He was supposed to be in the sequel to The Last Airbender.
Michael Fassbringer of Rain? That's a Spartacus joke. The Bringer of Rain. I like Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
FYI.
How do you really say his name, Rody? Let's hear it. I want to hear you say it completely.
Fassbender?
Fassbender?
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender!
So he hits people and runs away. Fenderbender.
Duh, Jason.
This is almost to the level of Benedict Cumberbatch name butchering.
I just can't wait till we get the fans of his that write his hate back.
Fuck you guys. You've ruined my favorite actor.
All right. Time to look up Fassbender fan groups on Facebook and post some shit.
Listen to what these get. Well, we should. That's what we need to do. Focus on demoting ourselves instead of promoting. Listen to these assholes talk about this stuff.
Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
Rody, like you had a segue?
I like it.
So, yeah. So after the show last week, Rody, what did you do?
We sat down and watched a Netflix exclusive.
That's not how that started. It started with you and a little dogfish head.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. A little triple-barreled stout.
Oh, the the worldwide stout? Yeah, that was... Did we not do that on air?
No, you're like, oh.
Nope, that was extracurricular.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, you guys aren't done yet, Rody skips to the fridge. Here, try this little tiny stout. Yeah, it won't hurt you.
So I found the worldwide stout with vanilla from Dogfish Head. Evidently, it's 16.7%.
The vanilla is subtle. The alcohol is not.
It will... hit you in the crotch.
As soon as I tasted it, I was like, this is more than 10%.
This is a wine.
I was like, no, it's not that bad. I'm going to look it up. And like, oh, fuck it. It's time to go to sleep. 16.
So we all had about 4 ounces of that, which is equivalent to about two of beers. Your Bud Lights.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just drank two Bud Lights and three swallows. So it made the night go from I was doing all right to, I'm drunk. And then we decided to watch,
Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Terrifyingly awesome.
Which, correct me, did we talk about it last week at all?
No.
I don't think we did. See,
someone told me we did, and I said we didn't.
On this show, we're somewhat vulgar. We're blue. We say bad words. We talk about things that you would probably not bring up in front of your parents. Past this banger. Show was dirty.
Oh! Yeah, it's about... Well, it's Nick Kroll, and it's based upon his character as a, 12, 14-year-old coming of age?
Yeah.
Going through puberty.
Right.
And the
holy shit.
He wasn't on his own going through puberty, though.
No, he
has a friend.
Paul Mullaney, I think, was the other character.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about a larger, more insistent friend.
Oh, Will and Arnett.
No.
Yeah. What is his character?
The hormone monster.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Hormone fairy.
Oh, my God. It's the most fucking disturbing character.
Sleeping in, you pig.
Bang him.
Okay, so this is an animated series. On Netflix.
So it's pretty much reachable by all of you. And if you don't have Netflix, then you probably should write us an email or call us when we give you the number. And
we'll show you how to download it.
If you have your parental guidance blockers in place, you will not be able to watch this. So you'll have to turn it off.
If you start your internet adventures at nick.tv, like, we'll show you how to gain access to Netflix. That's no big deal.
Yes, especially children that are listening.
Jesus.
This show was... Yeah.
It shows the D, so be... Yep.
Yeah, with a...
Be warned.
Yeah.
In the first episode.
We're not talking about the Tenacious D either.
Nope.
Yeah, you gotta clarify the D. I mean, come on, the D.
Which qualifies as child porn?
I mean, it's animated...
You guys just...
But
you
just
made
really...
me super uncomfortable. I kind of want to cut the show off. Jesus Christ. Why did you do you have to make that I never made that correlation.
Just so you know.
Okay, but so each of these people, each of these producers, comics, voice actors, all of these people have successful acting careers behind them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it.
They've decided to put this show together, I guess to push the envelope, but at the same time, it's woof. It's a lot.
It's also completely accurate. They obviously wrote about their hormone days and going through it, and we're like, hey, let's make fun of all that. And the hormone monster, that's a real thing. I dealt with that guy. I think I still see him. He still makes it creeping up every once in a while. I'm like, ha, I'm too old for you now.
Hey, rage, fucking rage.
Hey, there's that cat clock your grandma gave you. Oh, what? I'm supposed to fantasize about that? She knew what she was doing. Yeah, she did. It's a freaking Felix the Cat clock that he's just jacking it to.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I think about that sometimes, like how the imagination's gone, like it doesn't exist anymore. It's like, oh, my imagination don't work anymore. Got to look at pictures.
Oh, a ripe tomato did it that time, huh?
Jesus. Like, I just, whew.
Check it out. It's pretty funny.
Let's talk about what's upcoming.
Yeah, let's look towards the future instead of at our sordid past.
Yep. Ah, we have lots of awesome things that are coming up. Thor. Yeah, we got Thor and Thor and Star Wars tickets. But anyways, we're going to finally tonight. We're going to make a lot of decisions. So we still can't tell you what's coming, but we're going to make a lot of decisions. But our bros, family, lovers from Controllers and Keyboards, we have a huge thing that's happening Friday. Rody was not invited. Me, David, and Chris. Clarify that right now.
Yeah, take your certified ass to the other fucking county.
Thanks, Jordan, fucking asshole. I just do the soundboard to make this shit funny, but whatever.
It was weird. Like, specifically, do not tell Rody .. It was in parentheses. What is that? What is the bracket? Parentheses? What is that?
I think it means don't say it out loud.
Oh. I don't think Rody plays games, so don't invite him.
But no, it was... It was supposed to be just David, I thought, at first. Thing I know, me and Chris and David are making a road trip to Granbury, which is an hour away.
Yeah,
it's
fine, whatever. You know, I was just like, I was thinking it was my show, but I mean, yeah, I guess you guys can fucking show up or whatever. Well, fine.
There's all kinds of tension being brewed here in Casually Lit. Well, David and Rody, they're about to start their own show, Chris. Stay with me. Your allegiance needs to stay with me.
Hey, Rody, let's talk beer.
I would die.
Oh, is that going to be the name of the show? Let's talk. Oh, yeah. He's better than you. You don't want to go do a show with him, David. He will rub his.
What's the starting gravity of a barley wine? Didn't think so.
That wasn't questions.
18%.
That's.
You're talking degrees.
I know.
On one scale. Okay, fine. You know what? Let's keep moving.
Gravity.
Controllers and keyboards. We were talking about our friends. Let's get back to a happy face.
Gravity is the measure of sugar in beer, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jason knows more than you, Rody.
Thank you.
Wait, what did you say? Barley wine?
Yes.
7.6.
That's not a thing.
That's not the measure.
I was looking for 1.045 to 1.120.
I actually do know that, but I don't know that number.
Duh,
but I knew
I was testing
I knew
you.
I didn't know that number, but I knew it wasn't an ABV number. I was
also 1.4.
I was trying
I was like a finishing grab.
I was trying to be funny, but it only failed to myself because I said so many names wrong today, like Mikovic and Fassbanger.
Might have eaten Medjamin.
Got a lot of names wrong tonight. I'm going to put up with it for the rest of my life. Best thing ever. But we're going to release, we're going to have a TGIF episode, we're going to have cartoon intro episode, we're going to have the pumpkin episode. Whew, holy Jesus. David has finally bestowed upon us the gift of...
utter nonsense.
This is going to be a beautiful episode. Also, YouTube, and we added a phone number.
Wait, is utter nonsense just a bunch of milk stouts?
Yeah. You've got to guess. You have to guess utter. Which brewery...
Which brewery brewed the milk stout, and only Chris can drink them, and no lactates. Good luck. By the way, we're sending the microphones home with you to install in your bathroom.
That'd be perfect.
If you didn't laugh at that, you're lactose intolerant.
Done.
That's it. But anyways, we're going to be on Controllers and Keyboards, meet David and Chris. We're going to take that show over. think Jordan thinks that we're going to come mend, and, you know, we'll get together and
let's talk video game. No, fuck you. That. Beer. We brought our things.
It's like, hey, what did you think of this beer? But no, it's going to be a blast. We love those guys. No. And they do great things. If you love video games, controllers and keyboards. You don't even really have to love video games, though. They do very well.
Yeah, I personally, I don't have very much time for games anymore.
Except for that one guy. Wait, that one guy.
I don't really play very many video games because all my free time is spent making budgets and schedules and bullshit and trying to learn how to run a business and whatnot. But I did do my homework.
Yes.
I downloaded a game.
Yeah, don't spoil that.
I have a review.
It's coming. And I think it's going to be a blast. I don't know how it's going to... We're going to share the episode. I haven't decided if we're going to send it down our pipe. Me and Jordan will work out all the logistics and business when we have the contracts drawn up and get the attorneys and
Our people will talk to his people.
Yeah, we'll work all that out. But there's going to be some, you know, some business taken care of. What do we decide? Like 3% of each download?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. There's no money involved. It's just bandwidth.
Half of the souls.
We want... Yeah,
half the souls. You got it right.
Yep.
Write it down right there.
It's been a blast. Love you guys. We will see you next week, sort of, but you're going to have like 4 episodes between now and then.
Yeah, we'll see you on the Minjay.
Let's just on the Minjay.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.